Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you to the worship team for that lovely worship. And Pastor Scott did catch me off guard with that this morning. Not very often you get to see your name wrote on the beach, especially before you get up here in front of you, everyone. I wanted to speak to you for a few minutes this morning on relationship. So would you pray with me this morning, and then we'll start off with it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come here to your house to worship you. We thank you that you are here with us. We pray just now, Father, that as we continue in looking into your word, that you would be with us. Open our hearts, our minds, and our eyes, Lord. May we receive from you what you would have us, Father. And Father, would you just come, fill me up, forgive me of my sins, cleanse me, and use me here in this position, for we ask in Jesus' name, amen. So before we get started this morning, I wanted to share some of my life story with you. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dave Mills, and Pastor Scott said it. And here's a portion of my story. I was born in Red Lake, Ontario, and then later moved to Dryden, which are both in northwestern Ontario, where I grew up. It was there that I met and married my wife, Laurel. We left Dryden to come to Toronto, as I had gotten a job with a small computer firm called IBM. I retired from there some 37 years later. I recall being in grade 5 in school and receiving a small New Testament. It was provided by the Gideons. I can remember them being piled up on a table looking so new and nice. This one is a little older now. After getting my copy with my name in it, I took it home and began to read it. It was not long thereafter that I signed my name in the decisions page, where you indicated that you accepted Jesus as your Savior. I come from a non-Christian home with minor church contact as I grew up. I didn't know what to do after making my decision for Jesus. I had no mentor to disciple me, and I was not involved in any church. So my faith became dormant. I now fast forward several years to a revival at a church in Scarborough where an evangelist, Charles Chick Shaver, was conducting services. It was there that I renewed my relationship with Jesus Christ. I was baptized in the river in Pfefferlaw, Ontario. As a result, I became involved in a church where I was mentored. And it was during this time that I learned to take time daily to read my Bible, pray, and listen for God's voice, which made my relationship with Jesus deeper and stronger. I was infilled with the Holy Spirit through a process as well as a crisis point, making Jesus my Lord as well as Savior, whereby I received the peace that passes all understanding. Because I have made a habit of a daily walk and communion with Christ through daily devotions of scripture reading, prayer, and listening for his voice, this keeps me in that peace and love which comes from Jesus. That does not mean that life is always easy, but here's an example of how having a personal relationship with Jesus through daily Bible reading, prayer, and listening for his voice has supported me in the dark days, and they do come as the storms of life rage. Let me reminisce with you on the year. Starting in January of 2008, a year of great joy and also great sorrow. On January 8, 2008, Laurel and I led our son, Andrew, in the sinner's prayer to the Lord in our home. He was 39 at the time. So be encouraged, parents, as it is never too late. Then, it was on May 1st, 2008, that our second grandson, Gabriel, was born. Oh, what joy that was. Then, the dark day arrives. On June 18th, 2008, when our oldest son, Matthew, dies in his sleep. Then, in September 2008, my second son, Andrew, and his wife separate, which led to divorce. So, that is the snapshot of 1 year in my life, which, because of the personal relationship I had developed with Jesus, nurtured by daily scripture reading, prayer, and listening for his voice, I had peace. And that peace got me through the storm. I would recommend this type of relationship for you. Built on scripture reading, prayer, and listening for God's voice to get you through the storms that come to all of us. So, what does it mean to be in relationship with someone? I did a little digging and came up with a few things. It means a state of connectedness, especially an emotional connection. It means to be openly known by someone with all our faults and quirks. It means to love and be loved by someone. Some observations of relationships are these. Relationships are not static. They are continually evolving. A relationship is not inherited. It is something we each encounter in our lives. It may be in our families, country, work, school, etc. Wherever we find ourselves in this life. Here are 7 ways to know your relationship is not superficial. Your effort to spend time alone together. You have been through something difficult together. Your conversations get deep in an effortless, unenforced way. You progressively spend more time together. You feel comfortable being yourself. You don't only hang out when it is convenient. You are involved in each other's lives, friends, and family. To be in relationship with someone requires us to engage or activate our will, to be intentional. Let me repeat that. To be in relationship with someone requires us to engage or activate our will, to be intentional. So, how do you start a relationship? Think on this for a moment. You meet someone. And they seem nice when you talk with them. Then you leave, and you think about that person. And you come to a decision that you want to meet with this person again. So you decide to call them up, perhaps to go for coffee, breakfast, or lunch. You clearly have made a choice to meet with this person. Because of your first meeting, which had made a good impression on you. This, then, is a clear example, I think, of what we do humanly. We activate, we engage, we become intentional with our will, and make a decision to meet with this person because of the impression we got on our first meeting. This is generally the way friendships are made, and also how we come to love another person and be in relationship with them. Now, to say that you love someone has the connotation that you like to spend time with them as you enjoy the friendship and relationship. Now let us look at our spiritual life in context as having a relationship with God. A famous verse is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Here, we see from this verse, God has done something through his will towards us in Jesus, his Son, that we might have eternal life as promised. The catch here is we have to activate and engage and become intentional with our will through choice to believe and accept this, that we might come into relationship with Jesus Christ. God has made it possible for us to have relationship with him through his Son Jesus. God clearly has decided to meet with us and sent Jesus to pay the price for our sin to open the door to restore our relationship with him. I have found that the more I actively engage my will to meet with Jesus, the deeper relationship I have with him. Psalm 116, verse 1. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. You can adapt this scripture by inserting your name in place of I and my. So it would read for me, Dave loves the Lord. He heard Dave's voice. He heard Dave's cry for mercy. The more intentional I am using my will in seeking relationship with Jesus, the more I begin to understand what he has done for me. And I am in awe of him, which causes me to praise and worship and to seek him even more. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. These scriptures admonish us to be intentional and actively engaged in our relationship with God. My relationship with Jesus has grown and deepened as I spend time with him daily over the course of my life. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Our relationships need to be nurtured and fed on a daily basis. We take time to spend with friends and family to continue to have relationship with them. We do this by intentionally engaging and activating our will to do this. So, what are we doing with Jesus? Do you spend time with him in a quiet place where you read his word and pray, which is talking with him? Do you listen for his voice? Have you experienced God's warming presence within you? Has the Holy Spirit flooded your spirit with his presence, leaving you in awe of him? I have found that it is like a hot shower or bath where you feel the heat and warmth on the outside, but this warming presence is felt on the inside from the Holy Spirit touching your spirit. So, how do we strengthen our relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I would suggest that we could do this through Bible study, where we can dissect the Word of God and see how it applies to our life. You may say, I don't know how to study the Bible. Then I would refer you to the bulletin, as there has been and will be opportunity for you through 3 adult classes Sunday mornings, youth classes during the day on Sunday, men's Tuesday mornings study, women's Thursday morning study, also small groups, as well as using daily devotionals such as Our Daily Bread. So, join others who are also seeking a deeper relationship with Jesus through the study of His Word. These are all great, as you can delve into Scripture, asking questions, getting some answers, so you can grow in your relationship with God. Then, in the future, as you reread the Scripture passages you have studied, you will find even a deeper meaning and assurance for your life as you remember your study time and what God revealed to you through that time. Here's the caveat of this. Group study should not and cannot replace the time you spend alone with Jesus, reading His Word, praying, talking with, and listening to Him speak to you through His presence with you. It is a personal relationship we are to have with Jesus. Do you have problems and storms in your life? Are they weighing you down as you struggle with how to handle things? Are you one that is lamenting your situation in life? When asked, how is your spiritual life? Do you avoid eye contact? Or are you quick to say, it's good, when in fact it is not? As I look into my own eyes in a mirror and ask of myself, am I truthful in my relationship with Jesus? I must find the answer in my heart as it is touched by Christ's presence. Ask yourself, do I model before my children the fact that they can see me, read my Bible, pray, and listen for Jesus' voice as an example for their lives? If you were to have a close, daily, personal relationship with Jesus, He would bring you assurance in your spirit that He is with you and in you by His warming presence as you walk through life with His help. Jesus' love for you is a well that you can draw from moment by moment. It is like a cool spring of water that bubbles up. It is, in fact, a river of life. Jesus is the water that quenches your soul's thirst if you but choose to have relationship with Him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. For those of us who accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, He still stands at our heart's door, daily knocking, so as to come in to have relationship with us. It is our choice to engage, activate, and be intentional with our will to open the door to Him and invite Him in and spend time with Him daily, in reading His Word, praying, and listening to Him. Here's the catch. Picture this in your mind, if you will. There is no handle on the door of our heart from Jesus' side of the door. He cannot open it. He only knocks. The handle for your heart's door is on your side of the door. You must open the door. The question, then, is, will you make time to be intentional, to engage and activate your will, to develop your personal relationship with Jesus through a personal devotional quiet time daily where you read your Bible, pray, and listen for God's voice? Perhaps there is someone here today who has not yet made the decision to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. You can start a personal relationship with Jesus today just by engaging and activating your will to believe in Jesus, asking for His forgiveness for your sin, and asking Jesus to come into your heart so you can live for Him with His help. How do we know we need Jesus? I think if you look inside yourself and see a void of emptiness that you have been trying to fill and satisfy by yourself with other things, this is the sign. That void is the place where Jesus belongs in your life. He will come in and fill you up if you are willing. It is my prayer today that you activate and engage your will intentionally to spend time with Jesus in a quiet time, daily, reading His Word, praying with, and listening to Him, to deepen your relationship with Him and being prepared for life and all that it brings. This will not deter the storms that may come into your life, but you will have Christ with you, in you, as you walk through them with His help. There will be an assurance that He is with you as you feel His warming touch of peace and presence. Sports fans read sports magazines. Carpenters read house plans and blueprints. Doctors read medical journals. Some Christians or believers in Christ seldom, if ever, pick up a Bible and read it. Are you one of those? If God's Holy Spirit lives in your heart today, doesn't it make sense that there should be a hunger inside of you for God and a desire to read His Word to help your relationship with Him to grow stronger? If there is no hunger for God and His Word, we need to examine our hearts today to find out why. A physically healthy person needs to eat food to maintain their health and life. So also, a spiritually healthy Christian needs to read God's Word to satisfy his hunger. Have you lost your hunger spiritually? I suggest you meet with Jesus. He can treat your spiritual heart hunger condition. In closing today, I challenge you. Will you activate, engage, be intentional with your will to daily read God's Word, pray and talk and listen for Him in that quiet time you have set aside for Him? So go today, earnestly seek Jesus and see if He will meet you there in that quiet time you have set aside for Him. I think you will find He's already there, waiting for you. Does your soul pant for God? Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When can I go and meet with God? I'd like to call up the worship team. I don't know where you are this morning spiritually. If you have not started a personal relationship with Jesus, you can do that today. We'd be happy to pray with you, either myself or others, if you'd like to. Perhaps this morning you need to recommit to perhaps a daily scripture reading for your life. And we can also pray for you. So let us pray in closing, and then we'll turn it over to the worship team to close us. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that we've had the opportunity to come in and worship you in your house. We think now, Father, of our own lives and our relationship with you. Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you speak to our hearts? Would you just flood us with your presence, that we know that we are loved by you and that we are your children? Father, as we go out from here today, we pray that you just go with us and help us to remember to take time quietly to be with you, for you are the source, you are the life giver. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.